This is BOAU. This is the Report. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesman says former U.S. President Bill Clinton will spend one more night at a Southern California hospital where he's recovering from an infection. The spokesman Saturday said that Mr. Clinton is making excellent progress. He's expected to receive IV antibiotics before an expected release on Sunday. President Joe Biden said Friday he'd spoken with the former President Clinton and said he was not in any serious condition. Clinton is 75. He was admitted to the hospital Tuesday for what an aide says was a urological infection that had spread to his bloodstream. Tens of thousands of union members and other Italians have gathered in Rome a week after right-wing extremists forced their way into the headquarters of Italy's most powerful labor confederation. The head of the CGIL Union Confederation led the protest with other labor leaders under the slogan, Never Again Fascism. Organizers put the crowd assembled in front of St. John Lateran Basilica at about 100,000. Some participants waved flags reading See Vax or Yes Vax, a direct retort to the protesters, the right-wing protesters armed with sticks and metal bars who trashed CGIL's Rome headquarters last week. The right-wingers were protesting a government requirement for workers to show passes indicating their COVID-19 status before they enter their places of employment. And Eswatini, Africa's last absolute monarchy, said Saturday it had shut its schools immediately and indefinitely as the country faces a wave of pro-democracy protests. Students of the tiny landlocked nation, formerly known as Swaziland, have been protesting for a number of weeks, boycotting lessons and calling for free schooling, as well as an